start our meeting. We're almost done. But is there anything that we have calling you that we have other commission call?
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Okay, so we're gonna go to commission call.
That's okay.
People are gonna hear us as long as they give a microphone.
As far as the cleanup?
Yeah.
What they're gonna do is they're gonna start at one end and go to the step outside.
Two things that I have to quick updates. One is. Thank you. I finished county college last week, so I'm now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. So I passed too, yeah. And they don't officially recognize us until November at the thing, so I don't have a diploma to prove it. But the only other thing is that on Monday, I ran out to Moffett and checked out their water tank failure out there. They're not asking for anything at this point, other than I think we provided some bottled water for them and they may be looking for more. Or not looking for more right now. I think their testing is gonna come back and water should be fine to drink. It's gonna be a big task to fix and or replace. They had a crack in a seam in the floor of the water tank that was put up years ago by the logging or the lumber mill that was out there. And it was a 1 million gallon tank. It was about half full. And they'd had a split that they fixed a couple years ago, and it sounds actually really interesting the way they fixed it. They get a camera and they get some stuff down there and they get some food grade JV weld kind of stuff and have ways to get it in there, and they slowed it to a trickle, but that seam just burst and ruptured and sent about 500,000 gallons of water down the hill in about a half hour to 45 minutes. It looks like only one house suffered some damage, maybe a couple outbuildings other than that. But anyway, they just kind of wanted us to just be aware, because they have always appreciated the help that the county's given when they've given, and don't really have any questions right now. But they apparently have just gotten $1.5 million grant to fix their tank, but I think this is probably going to be a bigger fix than that. The only other thing is where the water kind of washed back underneath where it first came out, they're gonna have to fill that in and go. But anyway, the mayor and city manager and head of public works kind of showed me around and answered any questions, but we're just appreciated. And they mentioned that they've been in contact with Commissioner Brady as well. So that's really all I have today.
That's good stuff. Thanks for covering us on that. Okay. Mr. Brady?
Yeah, I likewise went and looked at the water situation, and I would add is it's the upper part of Maupin that is being affected. The lower part still have water. In fact, they're taking water from the lower part and driving it up to the upper part and have a 2-inch line that's now backfilling the upper part. But that's could be ongoing and costly. It's a salvage queue. I continued that trip down to Shanico and Antelope, and I can continue to say that issues continue in Shanico and Antelope. The best I can do is I am staying in touch with them as the issues go on, especially regarding the fire chief was replaced in Shanico, and that's a concern in order to have coverage. And so I've been in touch with Wade Gibson, the state fire marshal, deputy state fire marshal, and he's been talking about that. While I was there, we dodged a bullet. There was a lot of lightning strikes in South County last night, so much so that I was in Shanico and left Shanico at 7 o'clock to head to a visit in Antelope and get on the road. And the person had said, it's lightning around here. She'd gone home, and I turned around in the middle of the highway and headed out. Fortunately, Shanico got a lot of wind, Antelope got a lot of rain, and nobody started any fires. But
there was one fire on the reservation, right?
Yeah, that was earlier, and I think that's been put out. that's mostly what I've been up to, getting ready to go to Philadelphia for AOC convention coming up.
That's all. All right, very good. I'm also going to the National Association of Counties and Conference in Philadelphia, so Phil and I will be there getting fire hose and injected into our mouth with information, who knows what. A couple things. One, I actually attended the Pine Grove potluck, because Phil wasn't able to be there, so they wanted me to come, but it was a good discussion about a lot of things. So Pine Grove obviously has water issues as well. Their water system is fine now, but they're working on grants and stuff, and so there's a lot of activity in South County related to water. Also participated in the county staff did the emergency plan update with Sheridan, so trying to finish up the hazard plan for the county, which includes all the cities, and so we kind of did our component of it, filling in the blanks of all the, like, what do we do if. And then also yesterday I actually had a meeting in the Emergency Operating Center with the state's OEM person, looking at what kind of options do we have in regards to the Rowena fire. Like, what's the option of FEMA? What's the option of SBA? And it was interesting, and I think this is not news, but it's interesting that the losses incurred in this disaster for us are of a scale that's small enough that FEMA doesn't have a lot of programs that work for us. So we looked at some programs, we looked at potentially some programs we could, you know, put in some applications through, all these things are through the state, but the state basically told us that, you know, the probability of getting any help from FEMA individually for these parties is like slim to none. And if we did that, the path was going to be delayed for the SBA, but the SBA option is actually only loan programs, but so we'll see where that goes. But I think we decided that, you know, the FEMA option was just a non-starter. Okay. And so we are pursuing through the state, and the state makes all these decisions, but they wanted our advice. So we believe they will be pursuing some options that SBA will be able to come in and provide some decent programs, but pretty much loan kind of stuff, which is challenging. If you have a mortgage and you get another loan on your property, it doesn't really help that much. That's it. We're going to NACO. I think it's going to be a good event there. But with that, I don't have anything else as well. All right. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it. We will see you in two-ish weeks, I think. Thanks. 16th of
July.
Okay. There we go. All right. Bye-bye.
Got you on your job.
Yeah, I've got a NACO meeting right now.
Right now, you do?
At 12.
Recording stopped.
Scott, you were Tyler, 5 minutes for, I kind of wanted to download what you just talked about, kind of from when the governor was here and funding, you know, one of the things that I was able to say and that you know is the value of many of those properties has kept the overall value low, but that population is actually more impacted than people who...
Oh, we get it.
Yeah. So...
Government doesn't set a program like that, though.
was there anything good or concrete that came out of that?